The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yes, it is Friday, the 18th of May, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Facebook stories. Do you look at them? I don't really, honestly. I guess I could care less, meaning I'm probably just too old. But I'm definitely in the minority here because about 150 million people are looking at the things daily. So you know what that means. Get ready for ads. Yippee! According to what we're hearing, at least from an article over at TechCrunch, Facebook stories will start testing its first ads. Yep, today, Friday. Yay. This will be happening in the US, Mexico, and Brazil, and possibly the UK. As far as the ads and how annoying they're going to be, well, anywhere from about 5 to 15 seconds of annoyance. And we're hearing you ain't gonna be able to skip them either. Facebook, of course, is also offering its advertisers an easy extension from their Instagram stories. Well, that's kind of a no-brainer, isn't it? Oh, the price we pay for sharing gossip. That little secure indicator for HTTPS that you see there in Google Chrome? Kind of a nice sense of security there, isn't it? But don't be alarmed when it goes missing in September. That's right, starting in September this year, sites using the HTTPS will no longer trigger the green secure thingy. That's actually the text that usually appears in the address bar on Chrome version 69. Yeah, I guess Google's kind of saying, oh, we don't really need that anymore. Actually, their exact statement on the issue was that Google's saying that, hey, users should expect the web to be safe by default. Well, of course, no, it's not, but that's what we should expect. So Google's figuring, just take it away. We already think you're safe anyways. What are you doing, Alexa? Are you learning my voice, Alexa? Yep, she is. Amazon announced yesterday that Alexa, yes, will now automatically start to begin work to recognize your voice. Meaning if you have a whole bunch of accounts tied to the thing, yeah, she's going to learn all of them. It's called Automatic Voice Identification, AVI for short. And no, not like the video format. The actual phrase that she'll start learning is, of course, the Hey Alexa. And as you probably guess, this all has to do with AI, yes, very much artificial intelligence. Amazon saying this will help users have their more personal experience. Say that, hey Alexa, play my playlist. She'll know that it's your playlist to play and not Little Jeffrey's. Because gosh knows you don't want to hear row, row, row your boat anymore. Now on top of this, saying when it comes to your music, there's also the addition to personalization for your music. And this is kind of the spooky part of this, is that Alexa will actually be able to tell within the tone of your voice your emotional state. So if you're feeling funky, maybe you might have a little disco or jazz. But if you're feeling down and lonely and you just got dumped by your other half, here comes your country playlist. Yeehaw. And finally, I have to confess something. When I woke up this morning, I was not thinking about the fish in East Africa. Sorry, but now because of this completely disgusting story, I can't get it off my mind. And it all has to do with another creature, freaking hippos. Now granted, yeah, usually it's us humans that are polluting the planet. We're the ones killing the fish, but not this time around. Yes, it all has to do with hippo and their poo. Yes, it seems so many hippos in the Tanzania and the Kenya's Mara River, yeah, they're going down there about every day and taking one heck of a long dump. And with all of it floating around, unfortunately, the fish are dying. Why? Because they're suffocating. And I know you gotta be thinking, boy, that must be a lot of poop. And yeah, it is. Yeah, about 52,800 metric tons of hippo poop. Just thinking about it makes me want to vomit right now. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Don't forget, we got the British Tech Bash coming up July 7th. Tickets are still available. Just go to britishtechnetwork.com/bash and get your tickets right now before they're all gone. Also, while you're over there at britishtechnetwork.com, check out our podcast, our blog, and review section over there, too. You can also find us on social media. Yep, we're on Facebook. Yep, we're on Instagram. Yep, we're on Twitter. The first two at British Tech Network. The second one, yeah, Twitter, we're at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN community. It's always hustling and bustling over there, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Come on over and join us. BritishTech.slack.com. The News Show headed into the weekend, old boy. We'll be back on Monday, however, though, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, party down, party time. It's Friday. Have a great day. Have a wonderful weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.